Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
You having any of it?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, I am Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today, we've got 2 hours of combat sports. We're talking fights, boxing, and MMA right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines coast to coast. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The world of boxing, of course, emanating from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York last night. The Showtime main event, the WBA Welterweight Championship, Paulie Malignaggi and Adrian Broner. That was quite a fight. And of course, the undercard, Jonathan Banks, Superman, taking on Seth Mitchell in a rematch. And of course, we've got UFC in the MMA hour. UFC 162, just right around the corner. The biggest upset probably in UFC history, as Chris Weidman, I expect to take the UFC middleweight championship away from the longest reigning champion in UFC history. That's right. Anderson Silva is going to be toast come July 7th. Mark my words, UFC 162. We're talking that in Bellator in hour number two on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But right now, we're talking boxing. The sweet science, folks. Of course, boxing last night on Showtime. Give us a call. We're going to have the bread man in the house. Yeah, he always delivers. I'm talking about Steven Edwards. He'll be delivering some bread and some boxing news as well in the next segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Once again, open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the American Forces Network.
Corona wants to make your summer better. So this summer, we're giving away trips to places like New York City.
Hey, I made it. I grabbed my bags and went straight to my hotel room, locked the door. You know, it's New York City, danger. No, it's dark out. And there's a guy outside dressed like the Statue of Liberty, and he is still looking at me. That restaurant you recommended, if it involves getting in the subway, no. A show. Maybe, but maybe not. I do get some pretty good premium channels in my room. Oh, History of Pencils.
Don't let this guy win your trip to New York City. Corona's giving away trips to make your summer better. Walk through Central Park, catch a Broadway show, and grab an ice-cold Corona at a bar where people wear jeans more expensive than your house. Corona. Find your beach. Visit your local retailer for specially marked Corona and Corona Light packages, and enter the Corona Live It, Share It, Win It sweepstakes every week at coronasummer.com. No purchase necessary. Trip awarded as travel voucher. Residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. 21 and older only. Mailed entry deadline September 27, 2013 for last drawing. Void where prohibited. Complete details and rules at coronasummer.com.
Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Please drink responsibly.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
This family is at home,
but they won't be answering the door.
They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing. This hour, the Godfather of Soul. Got to watch that man go on stage at the Paramount Theater circa 2000. He was playing with Tower of Power, and of course, Tower opened up for the Godfather of Soul. And here comes James on the stage with his long fur coat. They put that little wrap around his neck. I mean, he was looking so sharp, had the girls with a mirror. I mean, he was the man. James Brown, the Godfather of Soul. May he rest in peace. Last night, the WBA welterweight title changed hands via a split decision in Brooklyn, New York. Of course, I'm talking about the Showtime card emanating from the Barclays Center and the city that seems to be reborn. Now they've got the Brooklyn Nets, and they've got all kinds of things happening in Brooklyn. Once it was like, place not really talked about since the Brooklyn Dodgers left town. God, that was back in, 1957, 1958. But now Brooklyn's alive and well. And straight up last night, well, the Brooklyn guy didn't do all that well. I'm talking about Paulie Malignaggi losing a split decision after 12 rounds and the WBA 147-pound title. Malignaggi now 32-5, only 7 whacks. That was the thing. He only has 7 whacks, okay? The lack of power, well, that's always going to be to his detriment, and it showed last night. Adrian, the problem boner, was a problem. Not boner, Broner, was a problem. 27-0, 22 KOs. These scores were 115, 113, 117, 111, and 115, 113 for Malignaggi. So those scores are split. Of course, the co-feature, Seth Mitchell. He avenged that KO loss to Jonathan Banks with a 12-round unanimous decision, and it was a stunner to me, I got to tell you, because I expected Banks to roll over Mitchell once again. I thought that he had his number. I thought that Mitchell was exposed as nothing but a pretender, not a contender, a guy that couldn't get it done against a former cruiserweight, a man that spent his life as a sparring partner. I'm talking about Jonathan Banks, a trainer of Vladimir Klitschko. But guess what? Last night, Seth Mitchell got it together. He got it together. I don't know sometimes I think that fighters get enamored, and yesterday was Jonathan Banks' birthday as well, but I think sometimes fighters get into their press releases. I know when they used to write about me in the papers once in a while around here, and I sort of got pumped up by that, but there's been a lot of written about Jonathan Banks of late, especially with the passing of Emmanuel Stewart, him passing the Kronk torch onto the three-time national 178-pound Golden Glove champion who was an amateur. I'm talking about this kid's got a great pedigree, but he's not really that big of a heavyweight. And I think that's where his shortcomings are. And the bottom line was he wasn't the man last night and lost to going away to Seth Mitchell. I think the scores were 115, 117, 117, 109, 114, 112. Those are some weird scores there. 117, 109, I don't know. But here's the fight of the night. And I'm really happy about this because I said that, you don't bet against a Mexican in a WBC title fight, especially an undefeated Mexican. But you could have last night because Sergio Bica, this kid, talk about hard luck. He fought Andre. Well, he fought nothing but the best. I mean, this guy's a warrior. If ever was a guy that brought it every time out, it's Sergio Bica. They call him the Scorpion. 32-5-2, 21 KOs. A 12-round unanimous nod over the formerly unbeaten Mexican Marco Antonio Parabon. Now 21, 13 KOs. The scores were 116, 112, 115, 113, and 112. Take that a majority decision. 114, 114. Said one scorecard, so that was even. The bottom line is, pretty good night of fights last night on Showtime Championship Boxing. And now, to deliver us with the goods, we go to the bread man, Stephen Edwards. What's up, my man? How are you?
What's going on, Pedro? How you been, man?
Life is good, man. Life is good. And, of course, boxing is flourishing. Of course, I thought last night was was a good representation of the sport. Jonathan Banks. What's up with Jonathan Banks? Was he reading those press releases Pedro was writing about him or what, man? Because he didn't seem to have the fire.
I don't know, Pedro. I was, of course, you know, I was at the fight with one of my kids on the undercard.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm shocked. I really am, man. I don't like to make accusations. I don't know anybody's personal business that was involved in the fight. All of the guys were in the hotel with me, and I was, you know, I was cordial with Team Banks, you know, Ali Bashir, one of his trainers. He trains in our gym, and, you know, I talked to guys from Mitchell's camp. They were pretty cool, but I was shocked, man. You know, people were saying some weird things after that fight, like, damn, did Banks, you know, did he just, you know.
Are people implying that he didn't perform up to his level on purpose, maybe?
That's what the implications were, but let me say that. That's not what I'm implying.
I want to make that clear. Neither of us are saying that, but we're just reporting
those were the whispers, and okay. I mean, that's a nasty whisper. You know, and someone, you know, I know close to the game kind of just said, no, Banks wouldn't do that. He's just a listless, you know, non-emotional underachiever like that. That's just the kind of guy that he is. So, you know, he's just that way. That's just his demeanor. Just didn't come out in the first fight because it ended so early. I don't know Banks to say yay or nay, but that's people just implying some weird shit.
Yeah, I
was shocked, man. You know, I really, and I like Seth Mitchell. I walked up to him at the weigh-in and I shook his hand and I said, man, to ask for that guy again, very few fighters to get an immediate rematch with a person who knocked him out like that and reverse the outcome. You got to be a really, really special fighter to do that. I've only seen a few fighters do that. Lennox Lewis, Terry Norris, Humberto Chiquita Gonzalez. You know, it doesn't happen that often. And obviously, Seth Mitchell's not what we call a special fighter.
Okay.
So, and he asked for the rematch, and he got it done, you know. He almost got knocked out again, but, you know, he got it done.
Okay, you got to watch that lip here. We are on the radio, okay? So,
sorry.
Be cool on that one. We're talking with the Bread Man, folks. He delivers it. Of course, I'm talking about Steven Edwards, a trainer, a writer, a boxing talk still? Was it boxing talk or what?
Yes.
BoxingTalk.com. Greg Leone, is Greg Leone still running that website or what?
Yeah, when he feels like it.
Yeah, when he feels like it. He made a good deal of money as a manager, didn't he?
Yeah. Greg's done pretty good for himself as a manager, man. He's had some big guys, man. I think he has something going on with Pascal right now. And, of course, he had Alan Green in the Super 6. So he's doing pretty good for himself in that aspect.
Well, you know, but Alan Green just folded in that Super 6 tournament. And then they put him back in it. That was sort of cool. Yeah. I mean, talk about getting lucky. You get like get lose. You look like, you know, nothing, and then you come back and you get another shot at it. So Alan Green was a guy that made a lot of money, and I think a decent amount of money for the limited amount of skills. Now let's go back to last night. Seth Mitchell's a winner. Where does that put him in the heavyweight picture? Is he still a pretender because he beat a cruiserweight sparring partner, or am I jumping off the Jonathan Banks bandwagon now because it's only got three wheels?
I wouldn't say pretender. That's a rough word for a guy who only lost one fight. Let's just say that the jury's still out. I mean, obviously, you know, he's not going to beat one of the Klitschko brothers. Obviously, we wouldn't favor him to beat David Haye or somebody of that ilk. But if he's match right, I guess he can beat like a Sergey Lyakovich kind of guy.
Yeah. Good. You know what? You and I are on the same page. I don't know why I wasn't come up with the same name there. Boom, I was But, yeah, I think you're right. I think he can beat B-minus guys and B guys. I don't think he can beat B-plus guys or A-minus guys. I just don't think
I don't. I think he would have a tough time against somebody like Chris Areola, believe it or not. I think that would be a bad fight for him because Areola is tough as nails and can punch and, you know, and keep pushing him. Banks, Mitchell's a good kid, man. He's trying. You can see that he learned late, but he's trying. You know, you've been around, so you know the difference between somebody with that amateur pedigree and somebody who's athletic and they just taught how to box. But he has limited punch resistance. Last night he was hurt, man. I was in the front row. And his legs really disconnect when he gets hit on his so that's always scary when you're dealing with a guy you can't depend on his chin.
Good point. And speaking of Chris Areola, you know, he was on the show a couple of years ago, and he said that he trained at the taco truck and drank beer for training and this and that. And he doesn't jog. He says he runs around his living room with donuts and things like that. Of course, he was just joking. But in reality, man, the guy really hasn't been all that disciplined. There's only been a couple of times in his career where he's actually got himself, I think, in decent shape. The rest of the time,
You know what, man? I think Chris Ariel, I don't like all of those jokes, Pedro. When a guy jokes like that and is always playing around about how not serious he takes the game, that's an insult to boxing, man.
I know,
you know
it is.
Chris Ariel is an underachiever. He looks like an underachiever constantly when he steps in the ring. He's, everybody's genetically, they can't get cut and get their body fat down to 5 or 6%. But, I mean, that's not funny to me. You know what I mean? He's always cussing at the at his pre-fight interviews, talking about food and stuff like that.
Yeah, but here's what's up.
Underachieves.
But you have to realize that's Chris Ariola, and we'll just leave it at that. And speaking of being bad for boxing, people are unprofessional, heavyweights, things like that, I'm not a big fan of the Rocky movies. I'm going to cut it off at that because I got to go to a station break. We're going to stay with the bread man, Stephen Edwards. But I just thought that the idea of portraying a club fighter, whether he was going to pull off the upset of the century or not, but you know some guy to talk like this. You know, I just didn't think that was sort of cool being, portrayed as fighting for the heavyweight championship of the world. Bottom line is, I was wrong because it made millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars and still does to this day. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you have an idea for a new product? I'm Kevin Harrington. As an investor shark on a hit TV show and infomercial pioneer, I've launched over 500 new inventor products. I've joined with InventHelp to look for new products for TV. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984. They can help you prepare your idea and submit it to companies for their review. While not every idea will work for television, InventHelp has more than 7,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. Do you want to find out how to try and get your idea in front of companies for their review? Well, call InventHelp today for free information.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. The call is free, and so is the information, so call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tell me, Rocky, you've got any representation? You have a manager?
No, just me.
Rocky, I've got a proposition I'd like to make to you.
A sparring?
Beg your pardon?
Well, I know you're looking for sparring partners, and I just want to say I'm very available, you know. Sparring with the champ would be an honor, and you know what, Mr. Jerkins?
What?
I wouldn't take no cheap shots either. I'd really be a good sparring partner, you know.
You don't understand me, Rocky. My proposition's this. Would you be interested in fighting Apollo Creed for the World Heavyweight Championship?
No.
Listen, Rocky. Apollo's seen your fight. He wants to fight you.
Well, it's just that you see, I fight in clubs, you know, and I'm really a ham and egg. This guy, he's the best, and it wouldn't be such a good fight. But thank you very much, you know. I appreciate it. All that.
Rocky? You believe that America is the land of opportunity?
Yeah.
Apollo Creed does. And he's going to prove it to the whole world by giving an unknown a shot at the title. And that unknown is you. He picked you, Rocky. Rocky, it's the chance of a lifetime. You can't pass it by.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Like the guy says, you're going to eat lightning. And you're gonna crap thunder!
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. Don't forget Pedro and Rick Stevens. Introducing Rick Stevens as the MC at the Great American Music Hall. The name says it all. Here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California, July the 12th. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Hour number two, we're bringing the king, Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight. Of course, we're talking UFC, we're talking Bellator, we're talking MMA for an entire hour at noon Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, I mentioned this fight in the quick wrap of the last night card from Showtime, and I'm talking about Sergio Bica. Let's reintroduce my guest, Stephen the Breadman Edwards, always delivers the stuff, the truth when it comes to the world of boxing. He's a straight up, and he's a trainer and a writer as well. But Sergio Bica, you know what, man? I'm so happy this dude won a title because he was really, like, he was so disrespected, and he was just like a hair away from, you know, from being a very, very top elite fighter, I think. I don't think he's ever going to be there, but now he's got a title, he can make a few bucks.
Yeah. He's what I call a truth machine, you know. He's one of those guys that if you're not watching boxing in this era, you'll never know him. You know what I mean? Like that Jerry the Bull Martin kind of guy. That guy from, he's just a guy that he'll give all of the top guys hell. Nobody's going to stop him. He's incredibly strong. I was very happy with him too. His trainer Kevin Cunningham. We all stayed in the same hotel out in New York, so we talked for a minute. I was really happy for those guys, man. This was his third or fourth title shot, so that was pretty cool to see him pull one out.
Yeah, because
it was a great fight though.
Well, you know, Breadman, he always went into somebody else's backyard, and mm-hmm. he fought.
Always,
you know,
the big underdog, always, you know what I mean? He's always been up against it in all of his fights. Who cares? Nobody cares about an African kid that lives in Australia, right? You know, so he's always going to have to go through that.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're talking about Sergio Bica now, the WBC 168-pound champion. Andre Ward, rumors about that he's going to split from Goosen and go with Top Rank. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if he goes with Top Rank, that'll open more doors for him, don't you think? I mean, no knock on Dan Goosen, but
it's pretty odd to be totally honest with you, Pedro. I'm surprised that he re-signed with them guys. I mean, you know, I mean, boxing is ran by, in the United States, it's pretty much ran by two companies now.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're not with Golden Boy / Al Haymon, or you're not with Top Rank, then you know you don't have the TV dates. You're not gonna get the opportunities. It just, is what it is. You know, mm-hmm. Ward and being with Goosen and Sergio Martinez being with Lou DiBella kind of leveled the playing field slightly, but not much, man.
Yeah, you know? But here's what's up, Martinez. Even though I mean he was a champion in recess there for a while or something like that. I mean the WBC just did him wrong, man. It took away his title. Yep. Gave
that
it
was
to
criminal.
A criminal. Gave it to
no
Chavez.
One talked about it. And then he made him fight Chavez for the title. And then when he fought the kid for the title, he got way less money. That was one of the most criminal things I've ever seen, and nobody ever talked about it.
No. Breadman, I wrote about it. I talked about it. people just don't listen. People don't want to hear it. People want to hear the status quo. They don't want to hear
wins. I know you're a straight-up guy, Pedro, so I apologize. I do remember you saying something about it, but that was terrible. That was probably one of the three or four worst things I've ever seen in boxing, what they did to that guy.
Pernell Whitaker and Oscar De La Hoya. That was a pretty big, you know, I thought they went in there. I mean, De La Hoya got decked that night. He got dropped that night.
That's a little different, though, Pedro. You're talking about subjective scoring on a fight.
Okay.
We're talking about somebody stealing somebody's belt. Think about this. This was a conspiracy with Sergio Martinez. Think about this landscape.
But they did it before. They did it with Graciano Roccagini, okay? He had the WBC 175-pound title. They took it away from him and gave it to Roy Jones. And I told Suleiman at a convention that he was out of his mind, that he was opening himself up for a legal
candidate. They did. And Graciano sued. But this was even – think about the levels of the conspiracy. Nobody talks about the Zibic aspect of this. Remember the guys, the 30-0 kid that Chavez fought for that vacant title, Zibic, on HBO?
Yep.
Okay.
Sergey Zibic, something like that?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
The part that everybody forgets that makes this stink like a bowl of rotten eggs, the HBO would not approve Zibic as an opponent for Sergio Martinez to defend that title. But they approved him for the same opponent for Chavez to fight him for the vacant title that they stole from Martinez.
Yeah, I know. Listen,
that was the gut-wrenching part of it. That was a conspiracy on multiple levels. Yeah. And Lou DiBella is an outspoken guy. I can't believe he didn't stick up for his fighter.
Bro, you need. I'm gonna send you the link on this. Okay, I called DiBella out on this. I said, listen, man, you've been my friend, and I put this in an article. He's been my friend for years. Blah blah. Why isn't he saying something? Why isn't he jumping up and down? He's a lawyer. He's a Harvard-educated lawyer. Why in the heck isn't he taking the World Boxing Circus or the We Be Clowns or the World of Bunko and Chicanery, the WBC, call it what you want? Why isn't he taking those people to the mat in court? I don't get it.
That was atrocious what they did to that guy. If I was Sergio Martinez after I beat Chavez, I'd have threw that belt in the trunk, man.
That
was atrocious. Yeah. Absolutely atrocious what they did to him.
Yeah.
It goes deeper than that. I mean, remember a few months ago, Eric Morales getting skipping over people and getting the title shot.
Yep.
It's rough, man.
Okay. What the bread man's trying to say is these fighters have one thing in common: they're Mexican, and the WBC is from Mexico, Mexico City. Of course, Jose Suleiman, a native of Lebanon, I believe, in like a Mexican boxing commission since 1962. I consider him a nice man. I consider him a negative blight on the sport as well. Of course, he brought the sport back to 12 rounds or down to 12 rounds, and I think that took away the true aspect of championship boxing because I knew guys can go 12 rounds for the state title. I sparred 12 rounds in the gym. But you know what? I never, ever, ever, ever somehow I never – I mean, I could never even think about doing – 15 rounds was just the incredible feat that only a few could attain, and I think that – to attain 15 rounds shows you are a champion. Those championship rounds and bread, man, I don't know about you, but I think the game has almost been turned into a sprint at 12 rounds and a good fight at 15 rounds. What do you think about that?
You know what? It's been 12 rounds so long that I'm accustomed to it. But I do think when you compare, like, let's say for an example, barbershop talk, and somebody says, well, who will win the fight between Aaron Pryor and Floyd Mayweather? And I always say, you know, I got to pick Aaron Pryor because I know he's not going to get tired. I don't know how Floyd can keep that man off of him for 15 rounds. You know, so in my mind, I always look at that in that aspect. But, you know, as things evolve, you know, you got the sports science involved and guys getting
hurt.
Hold on.
Wait a second, little bread man. There was sports science back then. I got to go to a break here. You can stay with me. But it was called Panama Lewis and the special mix, the special bottle. Remember that? The special bottle.
I was talking about the lessening of the rounds going down from 15 to 12 and then the same day weigh-ins and then now you do the
At fight's been 12 rounds. I mean, Roberto Duran, I think he was ahead after 12 rounds with Marvin Hagler. Probably not justifiably, but he was ahead, I believe, after 12 rounds. So I think that boxing history has been changed, And in my mind, and in the mind of many historians, that every fight after 15 rounds should have an asterisk next to it. So, you know, that's the way people think. I don't think baseball games will ever change from like 9 innings to 7 innings, or football games will go down to 3 quarters instead of 4 quarters. So I don't think fights should have went from 15 rounds to 12 rounds. This is the Mighty Tower of Power from the Great American Soul Book, folks. My name is Pedro Fernandez, on the line from Philadelphia, the bread man, Stephen Edwards. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the American Forces Network.
One can have a dream, babe.
Two can make a dream so real.
One can talk about being in love.
Two can say how it feels.
One can wish upon a star.
Two can make a wish come true, yeah.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free 1 month supply with this exclusive radio only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Hear Michael Jordan talk about what makes a great player, or what Mark Teixeira thinks about every time he puts on his Yankee uniform. These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
There's only one Mayweather. There's only one Mayweather. He talks the talk and he walks the walk. Walking to the money land.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long. Oh, super fly.
Like my mother said, you're never bragging when you're telling the truth. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking for the world of boxing. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the phone from the city of brotherly love, a fine trainer. I'm talking about Stephen Edwards, the bread man, Stephen Breadman Edwards, as well as a pretty good writer, and he's a great guest. We're glad, we're blessed to have him with us. And we were talking about Jerry the Bull Martin a little earlier, of course, the light heavyweight from the city by the city of Philadelphia. I mean, he fought from like 78 to 84, and he went 25-7 and was 17 KOs, but he fought Matthew Saad Muhammad and Eddie Gregory at the time, Eddie Mustafa Muhammad. I mean, he fought the best there was out there in the Dwight Muhammad quality. I mean, good Lord. He fought all these good guys. Richie Cates went out losing to Richie Cates, was 43-6, and Prince Mamo Muhammad, who just disappeared off the face of the boxing planet after a few fights, 25-1-1. It was his record. But Jerry the Bull Martin, good to bring him. We've got to give him props from the city of Philadelphia. Speaking of Philadelphia, Benny Briscoe is from Philly, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I mean, you think about Bad Benny now, and of course, Joe Frazier. You know what? Let me ask you one thing, and this may be a little bit sensitive, because some of you folks around Philly are really sensitive with Joe Frazier, and I wanted to bring up the Rocky thing earlier, and I'm glad you're on, and I was trying to tie the two together. They don't have a statue of Joe Frazier, but they have a statue of Sylvester Stallone, right? In Philadelphia, downtown.
If I'm not mistaken, they're trying to put something up of Joe Frazier, I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
I don't know the exact
But up to this point, Rocky's been there for like a couple of decades, and there's no Joe Frazier, right?
Yeah.
And the man beat Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, in a battle of unbeaten heavyweight champions, March 8th, 1971. It was like, wow. I mean, the fight, folks, the entire world came to a stop. Imagine that, the entire world coming to a stop, like 9/11. That was like the news that the Ali-Frazier fight, the first Ali-Frazier fight, generated. Now, let's talk top 10 pound-for-pound fighters. You know, I look at people like Floyd Mayweather's been there a long time, 44 and zip, 26 scales. Okay, based on his last couple of wins, but he doesn't fight all that often, he is the best fighter pound-for-pound, don't you think?
Yes, I would say him or Andre Ward, but I wouldn't argue Floyd Mayweather because of the longevity.
Andre Ward, let's call him 1A then, 26-0, 14 KOs. What's he going to do? Is he going to have to move up to 175, or is he going to rest on his laurels at 168 and fight a bunch of guys like you and me?
You know what, man? I remember when Roy Jones had a problem with not getting opponents, and I remember Bob Arum said something very, very true, I believe. When a guy doesn't have an opponent, a promoter has to create an opponent for him.
Yeah.
And I believe that there are guys that Andre Ward can fight. I mean, we thought that Hagler didn't have anybody to fight either. And then, you know, he waited around and he cleaned things out. And then all of a sudden, Duran moved up and Hearns moved up.
Mugabe.
And he fought Mugabe. So, if you stay consistent and you win the fights that you need to fight, then opponents will create themselves, Pedro. Triple G, if he knocks out a couple more people on HBO, people will clamor for that fight. There's a kid named Thomas Oustouzian from South Africa that can fight. There's a kid over there in England by the name of George de St. Groves that can fight. He can rematch Carl Froch. Adonis Stevenson just made himself a serious threat to Andre Ward. And he's really a 68-pounder. He just moved up just for the fight against Chad Dawson. So there's fights out there for him. I'm not one of those guys that say nobody will fight him. He can get fights. He just has to, you know, they just have to put HBO and the promoters have to, you know, make the right fights.
Chad Dawson sort of fell into familiar waters, if you remember Roy Jones and Sugar Ray Leonard and guys like that, fighting at unnatural weights and then coming down in weight again. What happened to Chad? Was Chad Brad, was he bad ever in a good sense, or was he just an overrated fighter from Connecticut?
Let me tell you something. And I'm not, and you go back to my mailbag on May the 10th, you could literally go through the archive section. Someone asked me who was going to win that fight, and I said that Adonis Stevens was going to knock him out in the first round brutally. And the reason why I believe that is because I never thought that the Jean Pascal fight was a fluke. I never believed that. And it took Chad Dawson 8 or 9 rounds to figure out Jean Pascal. And Pascal really doesn't have a lot of boxing skill. He's just like a fast, wild guy. And I know for a fact that there's a difference between speed and quickness. Quickness is in the mind and speed is in the body. A guy like Bernard Hopkins is not fast anymore, but he's still quick for one shot. He can hit you with a lead right hand. His mind still thinks quick. You know, a guy like Roy Jones is just supernatural, and Floyd Mayweather, where they're quick and they're fast. I've always believed that Chad Dawson was just fast, but he had a slow mind and he couldn't make adjustments. He wasn't quick. He never hit people with clean shots. I always felt that about him. And he made his bones on fighting older, slower fighters. His best performance was Adamek, who's a straight up and down guy. You know, Hopkins twice, Tarver twice, and Glenn Johnson twice.
You got to mention, you got to mention first names here because we've got people on the phone going, who, Tarver?
I'm sorry, Antonio Tarver, yeah. Glenn Johnson, and Bernard Hopkins. He fought both of those guys twice, and he won the title versus Thomas Adamek. But he never, ever fought a young, faster, quicker guy. And, you know, people say what happens in the gym stays in the gym. Well, that's not always true, Pedro. You know that. And there's reports about the younger guys out of Vegas, one namely Andre Durrell, that just used to have his way with Dawson a few years ago. I mean, just beat him from pillar to post. You know, I didn't see the sparring sessions, but I could believe it after seeing him in the ring with a quick, fast guy. And Adonis Stevenson, it doesn't look like the most skillful guy in the world, but out of his starting block, he'll knock your head off, man. He can really get his shot off.
Now,
I don't know if Chad Dawson is overrated or not, but I knew that he had a flaw in that way where his mind thinks slow. He's always like he's thinking and completing and going over things in his head. Things are not instinctive enough to him.
Okay. Andre Durrell, damaged goods. Is he still fighting? I mean, he's had all these neurological nightmares.
I think he's his career stalled, Pedro. It's like he's had a hex over his career. He left Al Haymon.
Here's what's up. Nobody should ever. I hate to say it like this, but in 2013, if you walk away from Al Haymon in boxing, I think you basically just signed your death warrant as far as the business is concerned. I don't know if anybody else can get you the matches he can. Let's change subjects for a second. Steroids, performance enhancing drugs. Now, I got by and won some Golden Glove titles on my own, you know, with caffeine and things like that before fights. Nothing other than that. But I think that had I been presented with the opportunity to cheat bread, man, I think I would have considered it. How do you feel about that? You're a trainer. I mean, I come to you saying that.
I know this is going to sound corny, and it's going to, you know, it's just not my nature to be like that. You know, I may cut a corner on something else, you know, my taxes, a write-off or something like that. But I'm a pretty straight up and down guy when it comes to something like that, you know. And it's just not my thing, you know. The fighters that I deal with, we take multivitamin, you know, some protein from GNC, and we get everything else through the foods, you know. I just don't believe in it. You can kill a guy doing that. You know, anybody that's doing that, as far as I'm concerned, is just a low human being, man, you know. And I don't want to hear that stuff about everybody else is doing it.
So Shane,
yeah, that's not an excuse for me.
So Shane Mosley said he didn't do steroids, took a polygraph exam, submitted to the Nevada State Athletic Commission, said he didn't take steroids. All the while, I saw the grand jury transcripts in which he admitted taking the clear and the cream from Victor Conti and Balco Labs. He ridiculed me for years, and then he admits to it years later, and the Nevada Commission does nothing about him in the faked polygraph test and the fact that he said he didn't take these steroids. I mean, why didn't Nevada go after the 800-pound gorilla in the ring?
No, you asked a great question. How about this? To go deeper on that question, the great writer Thomas Hauser comes out with an article a few years ago that's making some unbelievable implications. And the next thing you know, he's turning up with jobs as consultants, and he's not talking about it anymore. I mean, I don't know the guy personally, but I wish somebody a lot smarter, a lot more influential than me could ask him, what did he mean? I don't know if you got to read it, Pedro, but the implications that he made were just mind-boggling.
Well, expand on him just briefly.
Basically, you know, him and a writer by the name of Gabriel Montoya, he kind of piggybacked him.
Yeah.
But Gabriel Montoya kind of piggybacked some of Thomas Hauser's statements. But basically, Thomas Hauser was, like, you know, implying that, you know, Oscar wasn't that mad at Shane. Why do you think he wasn't that mad at Shane for doing? Why would you go in business with a guy that cheated and took your title away from you?
Bro, you know? Here's what's up. We're talking with Stephen Breadman Edwards, folks, of BoxingTalk.com. Now, Oscar came to me on several occasions and asked me, are you sure he did the stuff? I said, I saw the transcripts, man. Are you sure? And then, like, he was going to do something. I said, you should sue him. You should get your record, you know, straightened out. That law should be removed, this and that. And then, the next I hear, he signed him to some promotional agreement, you know, and I thought I thought that was fishy. I also thought him hooking up with Bernard Hopkins was a little fishy, seeing he did that prior to their clash for the 160-pound title, in which I thought he found a soft spot to fall down in.
I don't know about that one, but I don't know, man.
Hey, look at the punch, Brad, man. He said he got hit in the liver. Unless the liver is up around your heart, okay, the back, I'm talking about just, you know, height-wise, away from the waist. Unless his liver is up by past his fourth or fifth rib, he got hit in the ribs, not the liver. Yeah. Now, we got some fights coming up here, and I want to pick your brain on these. Of course, I said talking with the bread man, Stephen Edwards, he delivers it, folks, no question about that. You know it by listening to him. But Danny Garcia, the undefeated, recognized world 140-pound champion, going to take on Lucas Matisse, right?
You know what? Last night, people were walking around the Barclays Center saying he's fighting Zab Judah again. Believe it or not, Pedro, I was shocked to hear it myself. But I definitely heard it with my own ears. I wouldn't repeat it if I didn't.
Well, I don't know how.
I don't know. I really don't know. If you're asking me who will win between Garcia and Matisse, I mean, I've seen Danny in the gyms, and I know everybody looks at Matisse like he's like a beastly guy.
Yeah.
But Danny Garcia can freaking punch, man. I mean, he can really, really punch. Anybody that walks to him, he has a shot to beat him. I think Matisse is a little more mature. He probably is a little bit more relaxed, and things come to him a little bit easier. But, you know, that's almost an even fight in my eyes. And I'm not just saying that because I'm from Philly. But I think Danny Garcia has a huge heart, and he has a huge punch. And Matisse is no cutie. You know, he's going to walk right to him. So I think it's going to be a fan-friendly, you know, war, you know, on a – Bobby Chacon, Bazooka Limon type of slugfest, you know. But I don't think Danny's upside down in the fight like most people suggested he is.
Last question for the bread man. Guillermo Rigano, he got rapped by Larry Merchant. Everybody called him like a terrible fighter, this and that. In 30 seconds, is he a terrible fighter, two-time Olympic gold medalist, and the man that beat Nolito Donaire?
Let me tell you something. He's the most talented fighter I've ever seen with my own two eyes. Not the best. The most talented as far as God-given talents that God gave you inside of a boxing ring, reflexes, balance, physical strength, the ability to make somebody miss and make – I've never, ever seen anything like that, man. Roy Jones and Ray Robinson are obviously better, but just from a talent aspect, I cannot believe how talented that guy is. Real fast, Freddie Roach said even on the Mets when they were playing around in gym sessions, he could not even play around and hit the guy, and the guy was standing right in front of him. I've never seen anything like that. Anybody who says that guy can't fight doesn't know anything about boxing.
We're talking about Guillermo Rigano, folks, the undefeated world champion, 122 pounds. Bread man, you always deliver, man. I thank you so much, because what you see is what you get. My boy LJ Reynolds just telling you like it is.
Thanks a lot, Pedro. Thanks for having me.
All the best. As I said, what you see is what you get with the bread man. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hey, you can check out his mailbag at boxingtalk.com. Check that out. He is the man. He delivers. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. LJ Reynolds takes us to the break on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Listen carefully. First American Student Aid can now help consolidate your federal student loans. We can help lower your monthly payment on federal government student loans. Call us today. We'll review your situation and work towards consolidating your federal student loans. In many cases, we can lower your monthly payment in half or more. It doesn't matter how much you owe, how far behind you are on payments, or even if you are in default on your federal student loans. Call us right now to find out how we can lower your payment in half immediately. Plus, we can stop harassing phone calls, stop the wage garnishment, stop the tax liens, even remove your default status. Consolidate your federal student loans, lower your student repayments, and stop wage garnishments today. Call us now. We can help. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits, but then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now when you learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, where it goes, one in, one out. Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. What's that you're playing?
Oh, just a little something on my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, I don't.
You played it for her, you played it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Tunes of the Mod Squad bring us back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Tickets for the Floyd Mayweather, Saul Alvarez fight. Of course, the Battle of the Unbeatens going down in September. The bottom line is this is for all the marbles, September 14th in Floyd Mayweather, 44 and zip 26 KOs. Of course, the Mexican sensation, Saul Alvarez, 22 years old, 43-0-1, 32 KOs. Coming off that shaky win against Austin Trout. But the bottom line is he and Mayweather are the two best at that weight, and they will hook it up, and they're going to get it done. And then tickets go on sale tomorrow. Check out Ticketmaster.com or call the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Tickets are going for like $3,000 down to $300, man. They're pretty pricey. But the bottom line is if you want to go and you want to sit nice, you got to pay for it. Double G, they call him Triple G. Gennady Golovkin, the undefeated WBA middleweight title holder, is taking on Matthew Macklin, a Brit of sorts, a pretty good British fighter. That's Saturday, June 29th on HBO Championship Boxing. The undercard features Brandon Gonzalez, a kid, of course, from Sacramento, California. They pushed for a long time, but he wouldn't fight anybody better than me or Scott Cuddy. So now he's fighting a guy named Thomas Ostersen. That's on the undercard, June 29th, HBO Championship Boxing from Foxwoods Resort in Mashantucket, Connecticut. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez, and I ask you to join me each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time.